Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. This guy here defended his dog against a bear. Here's some audio.
Like sounds, Rambo.
Sounds horrifying. What do you mean?
That puppy was going, Sam! Sam! That sounds just like Rambo, John Rambo, first one.
Well, John Hickox is on.
See?
I'm sorry, it's Walter.
Walter. We'll call him John anyway.
Just call you John Rambo. Hey, Walter, how are you?
Oh, doing pretty good.
Awesome.
Good. No cuts, scratches, stitches, broken bones.
No stitches, just some scratches and some rabies shots.
Wow.
They never caught the bear.
Oh. So what happened? Take us through it.
Well, the dogs needed to go outside. They usually bark when they need to go out, and then they run out on the porch and they clear all the cats off the porch. And then once they clear the porch, I look outside and I open the gate, let them out. Well, they went and checked the right side.
Wait,
of the porch.
Hold on. Let's go back now. Your dog will bark and say, I want to go out. And then
yeah.
You open the door, and the dog will chase the cats off the porch. How many cats do you have?
There's like two.
Two of them.
Oh, okay.
And they bust out the door, and they got to announce their presence when they walk out the door. So
right.
They chase the cats off the porch.
Okay.
Well, this time it wasn't a cat that they were barking at. It was something was out there, but it wasn't a cat this time. So,
two dogs were barking?
Two dogs were barking, and the third one was just a little wussy. She ran and hid under the covers as soon as it started. So
wussy right. Or the smart one?
Exactly, yeah, the smart one.
Yeah, no kidding. She won't go outside now. We can't get her.
I don't blame her.
Though.
Just halt the window and squeeze.
Well, in her mind, she can go, that's where bad things eat dogs.
Right. Try the back door instead.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you let two or three dogs out? I'm trying to figure out.
I was letting all three out, but by the time the third one got through the door frame, the action had already started and she doubled back.
I can hold it, yeah.
All three are the same type of dogs?
Exactly, yeah. Two of them is 12 years old and the other one's only six. So the 12-year-olds, they're the ones that were out there in the video barking at the bear.
Okay.
Right, they don't world.
Yeah.
Yep. And they're all like those they look like little hot dogs.
The wiener dogs.
Yeah. These are mini dachshunds, so they were the smaller version.
Even smaller than the small dog.
Yeah, the cocktail version.
Cocktail weenie. Yes. So cute.
Yeah. A little smoky.
Yep.
All right. So two go out, start barking. One runs in. And where are you and what are you thinking? You thinking they're clearing the cat still?
I thought they were clearing cats until this guy showed his head in the window or in the door. And all I can think, I could see him staring at my boy, and I was crapping and screaming, and it didn't distract him.
Wait,
so
you
I
crapped?
Clapping.
Oh, clapping.
Clapping and screaming. Yeah.
I think you said crapping. I was like, that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Yes, we agree with you.
When
that's
I saw
exactly
bear.
What you would do. Yeah.
Clapping and crapping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all the noise didn't seem to distract him at all, so I figured, well, he's really focused. So I had to get in front of his eyes.
Oh,
and maybe his eyes were,
wait, so
by the time he lunged, his eyes were passed, and I was already smashing into him. So.
Oh.
Wow. You didn't even have a half a second to think about this. So, Walter, when you heard the barking, you look out the door window, and you see the bear looks in the window at you, or you just see the bear?
No, I don't see the bear until he physically comes on the porch.
Right. Hey, there's a bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you punch him?
If you'd have waited, about another 15 more seconds, we probably would have been outside in the dark with no protection. So.
Oh, it's dark out. Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you probably couldn't see him. Black bear, and it's just like.
Yeah, the ninja thing going
just
on.
Just shows, all of a sudden, he's just like through the door. You're like, ah!
That bear's like, every day around this time, breakfast walks out.
Little smokies.
Breakfast is served every day around this time. Little weenies. I love little weenies.
Place. Hillshire Farms over here.
I will tell you, though, the look on that bear's face for that microsecond in the middle of all that was just priceless. I'd give anything to download that out of my head because it just caught his head to the side, looked at me like one of them dogs when you're making a noise. They turn their head sideways.
Oh, he tilts, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what he did to me. I was like, he's looking at me like, what the heck are you screaming about? Let me get by you.
Right. Yeah.
You know? I gotta get breakfast. You're in my way.
In my way.
Yeah.
Hey, you're cutting the line here.
Yeah. Right. I was here first.
Yeah.
I've been waiting 15 minutes there.
You get your own smokies.
My card's on the counter. Come on.
Wow. How long did the whole occurrence take?
It felt like about 5 or 7, 10 seconds, but after I looked at the video, it was like over like 2 or 3 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I swear time slowed down so slow, and that glance that we got was, I swear, it was like a couple seconds long, but it wasn't there. You can't see it. It was so fast.
Yeah, but did,
so
did
I must
you
have been in slow mode.
Did you belt him or anything? Mode. Did you punch him or anything, or did you hit him?
No, I was going to, but something stopped me. I was afraid I would trigger another mode.
Okay.
I was afraid that if I hit her, and that she would put the .22 away and pull the 12-gauge out, and then I'd be finished.
Right. Mm.
So I felt like I was wrestling another person. There wasn't no superhuman strength or anything behind it. It just felt like a person with big claws.
Wow.
So
yeah.
There was no huge
brings me
force.
Back to Long Island in the 80s.
Big hairy lady with a manicure.
With nails, yeah.
Big hair.
Wow.
It's actually miraculous. Your first instinct was just dive on top of the dog like it looks like a running back trying to cover his own fumble. Like, you're just like, I don't care who's coming down on top of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, everybody's saying, why did you get down on the ground? Bears, you're supposed to be over top of them. Well, because all the excitement was below my knees, and standing over it wouldn't have done any good. He could have reached between my knees and got the dog.
Yeah.
So that's why I got down on all fours and tried to block that, put the roadblock down at his level and not up above.
Yeah. Well, you didn't distract him by clapping, so then, all right, now it's plan B.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah. Well, plan B was to get in front of his eyes, but he moved too fast and ended up being a plan C right away. That's how I got bit on the shoulders. I shoved my shoulder went right into the side of his mouth and then triggered a chomp down.
Luckily, so you're really not tasty.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if his teeth went in there? Like, if I'm wrestling something and, like, my mouth goes... Settles on you.
You get a good lick.
You know, when you
are done. You're done. I'm licking the porch clean.
Right. You already had a crane for little Smokies. You don't want a substitute.
I'm just saying, if that bear got a little bit of nippy and was like, that's damn tasty.
Right.
Oh, you'd be in trouble.
Oh, man.
Wow, this one tastes
like vodka. I'm going to find some kind of lotion I can put on that tastes nasty.
There you go.
What's your normal diet? Hot dogs, beer.
Mine?
Yeah. What do you normally eat?
What do I normally eat?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Junk food, pizza, lasagna.
Okay.
See? Okay.
Yeah, you should have been tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a convenience store legs.
You eat, right?
You're like Cumberland Farms on legs. There's some family in this aisle.
Yeah. Wow. It's interesting how... when you get into the situation, that stare when you're looking at each other felt like it went on forever, but it was under a second.
Yeah.
It's your adrenaline slows everything down.
It's amazing.
Man, but it took me almost a day to get almost every frame of it back because I remembered more and more throughout the next 2 days of every little detail, right down to where I'm convinced that had nothing to do with me and he just wanted to get by me. When at first it was for me, but now I'm realizing she didn't pull out the big gun, so that she wasn't wanting me.
Yeah.
So
right.
Just wanted breakfast and get out of here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Man, you saved those dogs.
It took about a day before any of this really started to process because I was still in denial of it being real.
So you got bit in the shoulder. What about scratches? Any other injuries?
Yeah, I got a claw mark on the back too. There's plenty. They got pictures of them out there floating around.
Luckily, you got that security camera, so you don't have to tell your wife it was a bear.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear the funniest thing, man? My neighbor told me about the bears when we first moved in there a couple months ago, and I said, "Well, damn, I'm gonna have to get my security cameras up." And he looked at me and said, "Those bears don't care about your cameras."
I'm like, I guess what? It's true. They don't.
He's well, right.
If I put a sign on it, they're going to stay away.
Yeah,
really. Cameras up because you see where it got me.
Surveillance cameras. I can't go over here.
Well, if things went horribly wrong, at least we know what happened to you, Walter.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like Walter left his shoe on the porch. We haven't seen him in days.
Right. You go to the camera.
Just one shoe.
Right. Yeah.
He left his cell phone, his shoe, and his left hand. I don't know.
He got my glasses for a while. I couldn't find my glasses for a minute. I thought I'd lost them things.
Right. Oh, that'd be funny.
Bear's wearing glasses.
There's a bear with glasses out in your backyard.
Right, bumping into stuff.
He's like, look, I told you it's the same guy. He's got my glasses.
That bear looks really smart now.
All right, so the dogs are...
I think we both learned a lesson that night, though. I think we did, and the bear did.
Yeah.
So hopefully, when he hears the barking now, he'd be like, well, I don't want to go over there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right
about
that.
I don't know their whole psychology and how they think and everything. I did talk to bear psychologists while they were here explaining what happened, but...
Wait, what?
Did they just show up?
They got bear psychologists, believe me. It's called biologic or some type of division where they look at the forensics of the attack.
Oh, really?
And they got behavioral specialists that they explained that the bite I had on my shoulder wasn't a direct attack bite. It was what they call a diverted aggression, which was targeted at the dog.
Are you kidding me?
Shoulder hit. Yeah.
Passive aggressive. We pay for this?
I didn't know a bear's had psychiatrists.
It's being passive aggressive.
Picturing a bear on a couch now.
A big couch.
It was lashing out at you.
That's what I said, too. I said, what are you guys like? Freaking prescribed medication to these guys?
Yeah.
Me too.
That's next.
I was behind him in Walmart.
That is something. I didn't even. Well, you don't happen to have that person's number, do you?
Oh, man.
A bear psychologist. I want to talk to that person.
Right. Well,
that's just what I call them because they seem to, you know, I learn a little bit about them. I learn you fight a black bear and you lay down on a brown bear, but I don't care. I fight both of them.
Yeah, you saved your dogs.
Yeah, definitely. And my wife, because there was more wieners inside the house plus another woman. So
right.
There was plenty of fiddles inside the house if he got by me.
How many dogs do you have?
Three.
There was one of the
one that the ran one that right hid. Back in.
Right, the one that rewrapped itself. Yeah,
the smart one.
And then his wife, yeah.
Yeah.
They have the
yeah.
best names, too, like Peter, Piper, Pepper, right? Something like that.
Pickles, Piper, Pepper, and if we ever got a fourth one, it would be Peter.
Nice!
So the bear could have walked out and was like, that's a weird taste in pickle.
Yeah.
I was promised pickle.
My Peter, Piper, Pecker, Pickle.
Well, this one would have been spicy. He was going after Pepper.
Gotcha. Yeah.
a little spice.
Little bite to it, yeah.
What a great story, though. I mean, you saved your dogs,
yeah.
man. And you didn't even think for a half a second about it. You just jumped right in, plan A, B, C, and acted in under 3 seconds. And good job, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's just say I've kind of been preparing for an animal attack because the last house I lived in, we had a 7-foot alligator on our backyard. And I had to prepare for that. And every time I'd take, what would I do? I would jump on the alligator. I'm like, yeah, right. Nuh-uh.
You know,
that's got to be. Yeah. So then it actually happened, and I did it. So apparently my theory was correct. I guess I
instincts.
Did have it in me.
Yeah, Bill kicked in.
The alligator, though, man, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's like a big patch of elbow skin.
that's a tough one.
That would have been probably a little bit... more profitable. I would have got a skin out of it or something, you know.
And some meat. Yeah.
Some gator tail. Yeah.
This is a man here. That would have been better. I would have got some boots and a belt out of that.
That's
one.
Some good barbecue, too.
Oh, yeah.
Walter,
they're not as fast as the bear.
No,
not.
Really?
Not on land.
They're pretty buddy, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to find out. I know that. I know that much. But, man, badass. Walter, thanks for coming on, brother. We appreciate it.
I'm glad you're okay.
Nice job.
No problem, man. It's been great. You guys have been the funnest one so far. Well, everybody else is too scripted. You guys seem more spontaneous.
Well, we drink a lot.
Plus, I don't exactly have a TV face, so the radio thing's been pretty nice.
Walter, you're the best. We might be in touch with you in
the
future.
Yeah, really.
We like you a lot.
Just check in.
Thank you, Walter.
Yeah, no Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot. You guys are great.
All right, you're right back at you, man. Nice job. Walter Hickok saved his dog. Let's talk to Lindsay. She's a public works analyst for the city of Bristol. Do you remember this story about the little hamster?
Yeah.
Gizmo, mascot. Right?
Gizmo.
Yeah.
Gizmo.
Was driving a town truck, wasn't it?
Lindsay.
Yes, hi.
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 So, sadly, Gizmo passed away on Friday.
Oh, man. Gizmo.
Hamsters only live about 2 years. She was full grown when we got her, so I have no idea how old she was. But she, when I came in on Friday morning, I always go in, give her seeds, play with her, let her go in her ball, and she looked like she was drunk. And I'm like, what is going on with you? So we called a couple vets, and they told us that she's, like, that's what happens when they are about to pass. And within, like, 10 minutes, she was gone. But everybody in the office was there. She was on my lap. I held her. So at least she wasn't by herself.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I know. We had her for 10 months, though. So I'm glad the positive she didn't get crushed in a garbage truck. Like, that's what her fate was supposed to be. And she got to live 10 more months with us. So.
Yeah, remind us of how you guys found Gizmo.
So she was in a bulk pickup. She was just thrown away like a piece of trash. A homeowner obviously didn't want her. We never caught who did it. She was just put on the side of the road. So
in
one
a cage?
Of our guys,
in a hamster cage?
Yeah. Yep.
That's unreal.
That's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So one of our guys went to pick the cage up, throw it in the back of the garbage truck, and she popped her head out of the bedding. And he was like, So I'm the animal lover in public works, and he called me right away, and I went out there and got her. It was about, I don't know, 5 degrees that day. She was out there for a couple of days, so we're lucky that she survived that.
Surprising, actually.
How long ago was that?
It was 10 months on the 16th.
Wow. And they typically live 2 years, so you basically, she was in the middle of her life. So it was like a 40-year-old person.
Right, just started a date again. Exactly right. After the whole divorce.
Just getting back
Getting back into the swing of things.
Exactly.
I lost a lot of weight.
Joined the gym.
Getting her groove back.
Exactly right. Joined the wine club.
Right.
And book club.
This is the best
every
part
Thursday
of life,
they meet.
You're going to throw me out like I'm a piece of trash.
Exactly right. You know, just got a new car.
They have so much still to offer.
Yep. New hairstyle.
And then you found her and took care of her. And she found the best family.
She did.
Well, one of her last posts was, remember we got that ice storm and everyone was losing their mind and sliding all over the place and no one's doing their job. So clearly Public Works got the same bad rap. Like, what are you doing? Why aren't you sanding the roads? So her last post on her Instagram, which you could go see, was the slippery road sign with her flipped over on a truck and her underneath it.
It's so cute.
Oh, wait, I gotta look this up.
I have a different one. It says here, watch out, you ice holes.
I really enjoyed seeing her posts. Like, I'm gonna miss that.
I still have like thousands of pictures of her, so I'm still gonna do posts on her page, like that I just never posted or we weren't doing at the time. So I'm still going to post on her page. It'll just be in her memory.
What's her Instagram?
The Gizmo Public Works or
is
something
it the
like
Gizmo?
That.
Just Gizmo.
Gizmo Public
no,
Works.
No, Gizmo.
Yeah, got it right here.
Oh, I am following you.
Look at that, see? I don't want her on the American flags.
You should be seeing the posts already.
Yep. We were. I just hit like. Yes.
Oh, yeah. The last post is a Gizmo, prominent mascot of Bristol Public Works, passed away today from old age.
Yeah, with the little flags.
Scroll down a little bit.
Oh, my God. Is that really her under the flag?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
You guys weren't posing this picture during the ice storm, were you?
No.
She had a cool Jeep.
Just kidding.
So she had an Amazon wish list, obviously. She had tons and tons of stuff. So another positive that came out of it, we were able to donate all of her items that she didn't use, the food, the bedding, the treats, all of that to Everybody Counts Rescue in Bristol. So all this stuff did stay in Bristol, and it's going to be used for a good cause. So it's not like it went to waste or anything like that.
Oh, man, that orange metal looks like it's from the 50s, toy of a public works truck and plow. Where did that come from?
That's awesome.
Me and another person in public works collects old, like, construction Tonka trucks, so we find them at tag sales. And
that's awesome, man. That's a good find.
It's a neat truck.
Actually has a working dumper and everything.
Yeah, it's in better shape than the trucks that we have in public works.
You said we didn't. Just so you know, that wasn't me. Lindsay, I'm not getting in trouble this time.
Lindsay Rivers, public works analyst.
I always get in trouble, so there it doesn't matter.
Right. City of Bristol.
Nothing new.
Lindsay likes the kid. She makes jokes.
She does. A sense of humor, for Christ's sake. Knock it off.
Gizmo, the mascot of the public works there in Bristol, passed away. And, you know, that 10 minutes where she was, like, with you guys, that was probably, like, 6 months of, like, being in a hospital.
It was.
Aww. You know what I mean?
That was a series on Fox.
For a human,
She was in her nursing home.
Yeah.
It's longer than most careers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
You have a little memorial?
Yeah, we had her cremated, and we're going to pick her up.
How did you cremate her?
Barbecue.
We brought her to a vet.
Oh,
really?
One of the guys was going to come and, like, dig a hole with their machines and bury her. And I was like, cool. But what if this ever gets dug up? So she's going to be cremated.
Yeah.
And she'll stay in our office with us.
Oh.
A little salt shaker.
So cute.
Yeah.
Should have used your little Tonka trucks to dig a little plot.
Yeah, exactly. I'll put it on the forklift.
Mix her ashes with the paint. Paint one of those trucks.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's gross.
Really?
Yeah.
Mix her ashes with the paint.
Yeah.
Would you take your grandfather and dump him in a 5-gallon jug of paint, mix it, and then paint him
this
in a house?
My dad loves it. Go for it.
Okay.
Actually, that's how AJ wants to be.
No, I want to grab my middle finger sticking out of the ground.
That'll be first.
Is this a metal flake Ford Fairlane? No, that's paint with AJ's ashes in it.
Thank you very much. I would have wanted it that way, yes.
It's original color. It's called Death.
Right. It's called Kill Phil. Yes.
Wow, so how much did it cost you to cremate a hamster?
Like I don't know. One of the ladies here did it, and she was like, I'm not making anyone pay for it. She wouldn't tell me.
That's cool.
Whatever. It is what it is.
But, like, how long does that? That's got to be, like, $5, right?
I mean, come on. Well, a dog is probably, like, $300. So
they're not cheap.
Know.
I had my cat.
Yeah. My cat, yeah. And, two cats.
You know, what are you going to do? If you got to pay the what are you going to do? You can't do it at home.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah. But a hamster, it's, you know, because
I'm just waiting in the parking lot.
How big is the box of ashes?
Right.
It's got to be like a thimble.
Yeah.
Well, I'll post a picture on her Instagram when I get there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you pay attention and follow.
We only forgot for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I didn't forget.
No, AJ has liked a lot of these posts. Otherwise,
well,
I'm just like
Ashley
a second behind him.
Pays attention.
Absolutely.
She pitched us to do this story.
She lives in a happy world.
I didn't even know Gizmo passed.
Yeah. You should have notified us.
It's a bummer.
You know, we went to
the
services.
And it sucks because, like, a lot of kids come into public works and now they know her. So now it's like, oh, my God.
You got to buy another hamster.
Tell the parent.
You got to do what Phil's dad did. Just get another Dalmatian, even if the spots don't match.
Gizmo 2.
That's what the director said. He was like, I'll give you my credit card. Go get another one and put her in the cage. I'm like,
yeah, they're not expensive.
We want her, not another hamster. So
but you still have the cage, right?
We do, but I did tell the dog pound, like the animal control that we have in Bristol, they get like animal cruelty cases all the time and random animals. I'm like, if you get something that's in a cage or that you don't, you know, like that needs attention 24/7, just give it to me and we'll watch it in public works. So,
that's great.
Who knows what'll happen? But I'm not going to go out to a pet store.
You don't want
a
ferret.
No,
they just
they
stink after a while.
Maybe a bunny? Like graduate to some other rodent?
Yeah, or
bunny's too big.
If you get a snake, get rid of all the mice in your office.
Yeah, bunnies are too big.
Yeah, bunny.
A little sugar glider or something.
Yes, I like sugar gliders. But I'm not going out and buying something. It has to come to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to, like a natural kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yes, like Gizmo did. I would never have a hamster in public work.
So you're hoping someone in Bristol throws another pet away.
No. Oh, God, no. Don't do that because I'll have you arrested.
All right,
first.
Good.
That doesn't sound right.
That's the right answer.
And guinea pigs are too big, right?
No, they're not.
That's terrible. No.
I like guinea pigs.
Too big.
You can put them in a hamster cage.
Not cuddly. They'll bite your hand off.
Yeah, they're
actually,
not as cute.
Actually, they're pretty cuddly. They are.
Well, Gizmo was not cuddly at first either.
Oh,
she
really?
Nasty.
Oh, yeah, they'll bite.
Bit everybody.
Oh, if you get bit by a hamster, it hurts.
Yeah, that's not fun.
She was fine, though, like, after we handled her a lot. But I couldn't let kids touch her, nothing, because I was afraid she was going to bite them.
Well, she was abandoned on the side of the road.
I know. I don't
blame know
her.
That.
That poor girl.
She doesn't know she had a tough life. She's not like behind bars like, hey, I'm in prison over here.
Didn't write a song.
Oh, now they're throwing me out in the garbage.
Her little eyelids were
this is
frozen
nice. I'm in
shut.
Public works now.
Oh, boy. All right, follow her page. I'm still going to post stuff because I have a ton of pictures, but it'll be in her memory, unfortunately.
That's a bummer.
And who knows what will happen in the future.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bummer. We're sorry to hear that. But, you know.
Thank you.
We got to really focus on the good part of this story is that she's just going to die in the garbage.
You gave her a good life.
You know? And now
she
had a group of, a big group of people who loved her.
Didn't die alone.
Yeah. Maybe not in love, but, you know, like, hey, that's cool.
We loved her. Maybe not everybody in public works.
Did you really love? Like, love.
A severe like.
Like, love.
Yeah. Yes.
Love. Like a family member.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To love and be loved.
I like animals more than people.
Exactly.
Boom. Me too.
I don't blame you. But you were sobbing uncontrollably.
No, I was not sobbing uncontrollably.
Okay, then let's think
sad.
About this love word.
How about controlled? Controlled sobbing?
I have a cold heart, so it takes a lot for me to cry
uncontrollably. I got you. All right, so there's only maybe a human or two that you'd cry for.
Right.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
There's a movie, though. There's some movie out there that gets you.
Was there any final words or any of that nature there? Did you guys, like, stand around with your construction helmets, like, hey. No final words?
No. Right. She was on my lap, and I just petted her until she passed. It was fast.
Wow.
Unfortunately. But she didn't suffer. We were there. It's not like she ran away and we couldn't find her and she was dead in a wall. So
I really
that doesn't happen ever.
Yeah. That's some really happy memories here.
That almost sounds like that's what happened.
Yeah, right.
Now you have a cover story?
Yeah, it didn't happen at all.
Yes. That's what happened.
No, she was in my lap the entire time.
She died surrounded by family.
That's what happened in the Antonelli family.
The fact there were witnesses.
Insulation or by, you know.
Oh, my God.
All right, Lindsay.
So she did run away like five times, but at least she wasn't dead that way. So, whatever.
All right, well, good job.
She lived a good life.
Good job to you. Good job to the Bristol Public Works Department.
Really. And our condolences.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on, and have a good day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Mark in Bristol.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
So back when I was living in Colchester, my 1.5-year-old was, you know, he's already learning to walk and everything. So my wife comes in. She's like, I'm going to go make breakfast. I need you to watch the baby. I was like, yeah, sure. Not a problem. Well, I was playing Call of Duty at the time. And, of course, you know, I wasn't really paying attention to what she said. So she's in the kitchen. I'm in the living room. He's in the living room.
And
with
what
me.
Could the kid possibly do?
Right. While you're playing Call of Duty. Come on.
Right.
Right. Well, he found the phone and managed to dial 911.
Oh.
So he walked himself and crawled himself behind our reclining chair at the time. So I was like, oh, he's back there. He's playing. It's no big deal. Well, it was a big deal when the things you say on COD and shooting people, you end up having four officers and, a bunch of them surrounding your house, and they're knocking on the door trying
Wait.
This is a news story?
It's a true story, yeah.
No,
he dialed 911, but it was an open line 911, and here I am saying, you know, I'm going to shoot you. And you've got cops starting to surround the house because they're thinking that something's going on in the house.
Right. Did that become a news story?
I don't think it ever made the news. We never had any news crews come down, but it was, you know, they knocked on the door. My wife was panicked. She's like, why are the cops here? she goes to open the door. They come rushing in, and you know, there's me playing on my game. My wife comes in, and I think I wasn't in trouble with the law, but I was certainly in trouble with my wife.
Yeah, you're more afraid about them when they left.
Yeah, please take me in, officer. Right, whatever it takes.
It was like, yeah, we found out they found my son, and the phone was sitting right next to him. They ended up talking to dispatch, and they hung up the phone, and it was that. But it was. For a little bit there, we were like, oh, my gosh, hopefully that never happens again.
Wow. All right, we have your number. All right, we have your number, and you are in the running for the Sammy Hagar George Thorogood tickets. Josh and Shelton.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning to you.
Hopefully my voice isn't bad. My speaker's broken, so I have to be on speakerphone.
That's okay.
You sound good so far.
You sound fine.
I was 2 years old and obsessed with Ninja Turtles. Mm. And as I was playing with my action figures, I broke Michelangelo's arm off. So being the smart 2 year old that I was, I was like, oh, well, they live in the sewer. So I went in my toy box. I duct taped the Sesame Street lamppost to its chest so we could see in the sewer. I duct taped his arm to his back, and I flushed him down the toilet so he can get fixed by Eleanor.
Oh, that's cute.
You're just trying to help.
$10,000 worth of damage to the septic system.
How much?
And
10 grand.
Oh, my God.
About $10,000. The baffles broke. It all had to get pulled out and redone, and it flooded all of the leaching fields. So from now on, when my mother calls, we're the Ninja Turtle family when its septic needs service.
Nice.
Oh, they know you.
Yeah, I've made different turtles in there, but...
the baffles broke.
Wow. Holy they were baffled, all right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even think that was possible.
Yeah.
Well, I like how you're calling in yourself.
Yeah.
25 years later, the karma kicked in and I became a plumber. Go figure.
Yeah. Maybe you'll find Michelangelo.
That would be great.
All right, Josh, you're in the running. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
I did not realize.
I had no idea. I took the matchbox down there once.
I thought it would just clog the toilet.
Yeah, not break things. It's a hell of a toy.
Marty.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Okay. Going back now a few years, my daughter was younger. She's in school, and
how old
you know
she?
How everybody. She's maybe 12.
All right,
I'd say.
All right.
So you know how you do something in school and you look weird and people make fun of you
every day,
every day.
Yeah,
just right, school. So.
You called us, remember?
Yeah. Work.
Do we seem normal to you?
I forgot who I was talking
and
to.
It never ended.
Right.
So we went and we got her braces. And, you know, we spent a ton of money on the braces, and she's wearing them and wearing them and wearing them. And I guess somebody must have said something at school one day. So I see her the next day, and there's no braces on her.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what happened here? She actually took the braces off her teeth with needle nose pliers.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And
it'd be funny all that pressure straightened her teeth out.
Right. Well, Dad wanted to.
Yeah.
I'll straighten your teeth out.
they were starting to get straight. I mean, she was supposed to keep them on a lot longer, but she took them off. And I was like, oh, my God. So meanwhile, we never put them back on her. I mean, thousands of dollars down the drain. So my story.
You have to be a little bit proud that she used needle nose and not regular pliers. Like,
right.
She knew which
right
tool to use.
Exactly. And she works as an interrogator now. So,
yeah, because I wouldn't have done that myself. Yeah. I don't know how she had the nerve to do that, but she did it.
Yeah,
and, it had to hurt.
I mean, yeah.
What about
and
those
she didn't
pads
say
that
anything?
Are like glued to the teeth?
I don't know.
Get those off or something?
Obviously, I never had them. You get them on my teeth.
No, these were nice. They had different colors on them and all. You know, they looked cool and all. But I guess somebody said something to her, and that was it.
Yeah.
They cement those down, too. Like, that's tough.
That's something that hurt.
Yeah.
All right, Marty.
Yeah, all right.
All right, you're in the running for the Sammy Hagar George Thurgood tickets. It was announced yesterday on the show that he's coming to Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, Bridgeport, June 10th. Tickets on sale Friday. There's a special pre-sale code you could use Thursday between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. It's the word drive, like I can't drive 55. But what the hell? Win them now. Call in what your kid did. Joe from up north.
Morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you, sir. Brother.
I got a simple one. My daughter, about 10 years ago, she was about 6 years old. It was a Sunday night in December. She had just come back from seeing the Nutcracker with my wife. That was the thing that they did every December. It was a busy Sunday, so I finally able to sit down and watch some football with my son around 8 o'clock. And she comes up jumping off the couch full of energy. And I'm telling her, stop, stop, stop. Finally, one last time she did it, and it was surreal. It was like, no! She jumped off, landed her head on the small foosball table, the bridge of her nose. She turns and looks at me, and she busted it open, and it was like slow motion. All of a sudden, you see the gash and then the blood gushing out. Let's just say you didn't want to be in the car ride with my wife driving and me in the back with her, because you know who got the blame for it all.
Of course you did.
Why would you get blamed?
Yeah, seriously.
Right. Why would I get blamed? It happened under my watch, and she was like one foot from me. But
who brought her to the Nutcracker?
Seriously, who got her all wound up?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Got her all ballerina out.
She thought it was Nosecracker. No, it was Nutcracker.
Right.
That's great. I love it, Dan. I tell you what, it is terrible though to see in the ER. They have to wrap when they're that little. They have to wrap. They wrap them in a blanket, full body, so they don't kick and with their arms and you got to lay on top of them so they stitch them.
Yeah, I pay for that.
But you know what?
Experience.
Thanks for the Nosecracker. I'm going to tell her that today.
The Nosecracker.
Yeah, gotcha. Guys, thanks.
Thank you.
Make sure you're standing far away when you say that.
Yeah, really.
she's fine now. No scar.
Nutcracker too.
Minimal scar. She's beautiful. All right. It's all good now. Right. But now I'm going to joke with her tonight about Nosecracker. I love it.
All right. Thank you, Joe. And you're in the running. Holy crap.
Ouch. Ugh. That was injury. Oh.
No.
It's a long way down. You climb to a tower?
Yeah. That's how it feels, though. When you see a kid doing something, you're like, no.
Yep. Slow motion.
Ah. And then you see the gash, and then comes the blood.
Oh.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah, I'm good.
What about those kids, like, you know, you see them at a party or something, they take a spill or run right, like, boom, head right into a table.
Yeah.
And you're like, 3, 2, it takes them a second, like, right, for the pain to get
the process.
There. Yeah, like, yeah.
Like a dinosaur.
Into the brain and boom, on.
Right.
What's great is when a kid runs into a newly cleaned glass sliding door.
The face print.
I just bounce
the
right
face
back
print
off.
Is priceless.
The sound to me, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dong.
Boom.
Hey, Brian in the Northwest. What is this? We're doing regions today? Today's region day.
Yeah. How's it going, eh?
Hello.
I almost said my mom. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, mom.
Hi.
Hi, mom.
Hello. So, my oldest. Our oldest one time, my wife was doing, well, she wasn't my wife at the time, but she was doing my laundry, and she comes up to me afterwards and says, I found a ring in your laundry. So she found a ring in my laundry. And she says, yeah, I found a ring in your laundry. So she starts, you know, women, they go right to suspicion. So you're cheating on me. And she just runs the crap train over me. And it turns out, and he didn't admit it right away, it took a while. He actually took like a cheap, I wound up squeezing it and it bent. It was like out of a quarter machine outside of Walmart or something. So he wound up grabbing that from his grandmother's house and he put it in his pocket. She did his laundry right before mine, didn't see it. When she took my laundry out, she saw it and she blamed it on me until he finally fessed up. He got me in a lot of trouble.
Did he get you in trouble on purpose? It sounds like he just put it in there and forgot about it.
No, he didn't get me in trouble on purpose, but
yeah, result. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, crap train nonetheless. And
crap
then
train.
The youngest did the online
shopping.
Did he
make a habit of stealing things from grandma?
Yeah.
No, okay. He was just I don't know that he did
just
it on
boy
purpose.
Just a boy being a boy.
Yeah. There's a wallet.
Yeah, he might have been looking at it and forgot about
it.
Yeah. So, that was a lot of fun until that all got sorted out. I got the stink eye.
All right. You are in the running.
That was a Nutcracker.
I think I heard that already.
Almost.
What did I miss here with the nutcracker?
I said, he said, I got stink eye. I said, you almost got the nutcracker.
Wow. Oh, gotcha.
Right. Like, mom. Yeah.
I like how you do the sound.
Yeah, a little recreation, yes.
Yeah, a little recreation.
Right. Mom's foot, his nuts. Yeah.
Evelyn in Marlboro.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
I have a story. And my older son was about 14 at the time. And I was doing the bills. My two sons were asleep. And hold on one second. I just got to turn. My two sons were asleep. I was doing the bills. I opened up my AT&T phone bill, and it was for $13,000 for the month.
Wow.
So,
a lot of games.
I woke them up, and it said something about.
Now, when you when you woke them up.
Yeah, but $13,000 debt.
Like, honey, honey.
Mommy needs you.
Honey, wake up.
So it was some kind of an adult porn XXX site or something, and I guess what happened is I asked him, I said, have you been going to porn sites? And so they said, well, we went once, they admitted. And I guess what happened is that site somehow took over our internet, and every time they went on the internet, it was charging them $5 a minute.
Wow.
So I called AT&T. I was able to finally get it resolved, but I thought they had racked up $13,000 worth of porn.
Yeah.
Wow. How old were your kids?
14, he said.
14?
My older son was 14. My younger one was probably around 12.
The right age.
Yeah.
Well, you know they put that credit card number in there. That website didn't just figure it out.
Right.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
So,
it's like, oh, we just clicked on here, and then just that one time. Then, right. I don't know. Then,
tell you, both kids are senators.
Something like that happened.
Yeah.
I was Googling, like, games.
It was a school project.
Yeah.
That was it.
$13,000. I only went once.
I hope it was worth it.
There was a porn shop. It was a porn hub.
Oh, that is great. Wow. All right. Well, I'm glad you straightened it out.
That was, so did they.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Thank you, Evelyn.
All right. Thank you.
You were in the running for the tickets. Wow.
Huh?
I don't know how you're. Credit card number got in there.
The kids couldn't learn a lot that day.
I swear we've never used it before.
Right. Yeah.
Right. The site figured out what your credit card number, expiration date, code on the back, your zip code, all that. Just like, got it.
And one of those boys went to bed early.
Thanks,
Dad. It's like 7 o'clock.
Internet had telepathy or something.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
It was pretty good internet there, but that was pretty smart.
Yes.
Paul from Wallingford.
Here you go. Hey,
Eagle.
What's up, guys?
Hey, you just had a placeholder? You had someone holding the phone for you?
That was your valet?
I had a place kicker holding the phone, yes.
Nice.
Good, good. So what, you're like performing surgery, and then he's like, all right,
doctor, you're on.
Yes, I'm a gynecologist up to my elbows in work.
Excellent.
But anyway, my story is not a very good story, but it's exactly up the lines of what you guys are trying to talk about.
Why would we want a not very good story?
Yeah, really. Give us a good one, man.
If it's not very good, it better
short. No. This is a real good one, but I just am a little bit embarrassed over it.
Oh, in that case, we definitely want to hear it.
All right, I'm interested again.
I pulled out my vehicle from the garage with my 3-year-old son by my side, sending me off. And I get into the vehicle, and I take my...
what do you mean he's sending you off?
Like, sorry, bye-bye, Daddy?
You know, he would come down and say, bye, Dad, and, you know...
Oh, so you put him in the car, like, let me back out, put you in the car.
Actually, he would literally just stand by the door and say, bye, Dad, have a safe day.
Okay.
My wife would come down, shut the door, and that was kind of a routine.
Okay,
so he's at the door, you're backing the car out.
No, he's at the door, and I am at the door also, and forgot that I left something upstairs, my briefcase or something, and I ran upstairs, and I thought he ran upstairs with me, and unbeknownst to me, when I came down, he's pointing my .45 at my face, saying, Daddy, look what I just found under the seat. And I know you told me never to touch this, but I didn't want you to forget this, too.
It's an awful lot of words for a kid holding a gun.
And how old is he?
Well, that
three?
Was me elaborating because I'm nervous.
Right.
Three-year-old kid that it was a terrifying time, but he did get yelled at, and I did get slapped around. And
you're right. This isn't a good story.
Yeah, whoa.
I would have made one up.
Yeah, really.
I wouldn't have told this one.
Right.
I would have told something different. Like, he got in the car and drove around the neighborhood.
Right. Hit the garage
door. That's what I thought
door.
He was going to say.
Hit the garage door. Woo.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't have went with that one. That one's...
Well, I'm glad it was okay.
All right. I'm just going to... I'm going to go. Put the other guy back on the phone.
I'm so sorry.
No. It was okay. Awesome. It was awesome, man.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, we're good. Right. We're cool.
I'm sure the cops want that phone number right now.
Yes, they do. Mm.
That's what I should have asked. How long ago did that happen?
Last week.
Like, I had the guy holding the phone because I had to get the gun out of the kid's hand.
Right. Give daddy back the gun.
That's a horrible
story.
Who's
a big boy?
That happened well outside the statute of limitations.
Yeah. I hope that just happened in his mind and he was just trying to come up with something to win tickets.
That works.
That's how I'm working this out in my head. That it was just someone just trying to win tickets.
Yes. Mm.
All right, so
next,
Pizza Man Dan, you call all the time. You're
what
a good storyteller,
time?
But can you hold on? I just want to talk to someone I haven't talked to recently.
Hi.
You don't count.
yeah? Okay.
I don't think any of us count.
Oh,
Angela in Orange.
Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you guys?
Good, thank you.
I have a story. It happened. My daughter is a sophomore in college now, but I remember it as if it happened yesterday. She was about 2 or 3 years old. We were in Target. We were shopping for those little sneakers that when you walk on them, you know, they light up. The little princess sneakers.
I still have mine.
Love those.
Yeah.
Love those. Love those.
So we're in the aisle, and she's in the, you know, in the carriage, and she points to a lady that was in the aisle and goes, "Mommy, that lady's got a big butt." And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to get my butt kicked. So I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Now, of course, that's what I'm yelling at my daughter. Now we're not getting the sneakers. You don't talk like that. You don't do, you know, I'm going to the whole thing.
Yeah.
So about 10 minutes later,
I can't even
later,
think of a word that sounds
the-
like that, that where you could say, no. It was, she said, truck.
No.
It was like, no,
it's too clear.
Right?
It's too clear.
We're in the store. We're in a couple aisles over because now she's not getting the sneakers. But so I could hear some chatter in like the aisle next to me. And this woman, so the woman goes, "Hey, Mom, I was in the shoe aisle, and some little girl said that I had a big butt, and because they
And then I got to go right to the end. I got to go to a break here. Did you get your ass kicked?
Oh, and." She goes, nope. So the mother goes, well, that child was right because you do have a big old butt.
All right.
No,
you're
I didn't get
here.
My butt
like,
kicked,
woo.
But woohoo. So just a cute
All right.
story.
That's a great story, and you're in the running. The world needs more guys like this one right here.
Okay.
Five things about finance you weren't taught in school.
That you're not supposed to save your money in the bank. What compounding interest is, what the rule of 72 is, what the 10-20 rule is, and what the 50-30-20 rule is. If you don't know what those five finance things are, well, you've been taught to fail.
Rory K. Douglas is on. He's a financial educator. We need more people like you to teach us all how to do this right.
I have no idea.
Yes, exactly.
And
like all
example.
Of those things you just said, yes, yep. we've been taught to fail.
One yell, hike.
Hello?
Good morning. How you guys doing? Chaz and AJ.
Good morning. How are you, Rory K. Douglas?
How you doing?
Man, if it gets any better, I'm going to complain, guys.
Really? Wow.
Boy, that's...
If it gets any better, can't get any better.
Can't. Cannot.
Don't you hate it when people like that show up at work? If it gets any better, I'm going to complain. Choke on your coffee.
Right.
I think what you're doing is great. You're just doing a great job at teaching people finance and the importance of money and doing the right things. And let's just start with this five things in this TikTok video here. Hold on. Let me play it again.
That you're not supposed to save your money in the bank.
So you're not supposed to save your money in the bank.
Really?
Yes. Well, you have to think about it, guys. The banks are meant for transactions. A bank is an institution that actually, you know, has accounts. And when it comes down to saving your money in the bank, on average, banks in America give us about negative 1%. And we have to think about inflation. I call it the silent killer. Inflation currently right now is about 7.5%. So we got to have at least 8% or greater just to even beat inflation and taxes. So you could be saving money in the bank and losing at the same time. So I always tell people, would you rather put your money in the bank and get negative 1%, or would you rather put your money where the bank put their money? That's the secret.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Where does the bank put their money?
Their pocket.
Well, the banks put their money in different places. They put their money in home loans, student loans, credit cards, real estate, S&P 500, the stock market. And here's the hidden secret. The banks put a lot of money in life insurance. It's called BOLI. Last year during the pandemic, the banks in America put $190 billion in life insurance.
And when they do life insurance, they're betting against people.
Well, when they do life insurance, they basically are doing it because they're getting compounding interest on the money. And not only that, it's all tax-free.
Right. But they're betting against people. In other words,
yes.
Okay, this policy is worth this much if you live to 102. Based on your medical condition and your family history, you're probably going to live until 80. So we'll take that bet.
Or next week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, okay then. So that's good. But in a market like this, would you take your money out of the bank and put it in the market and trust it to the market? And at what age do you say, maybe I'm going to hold off and just keep it in the bank?
Well, I would never keep it in the bank in a market like this, because the bottom line is that you can put monies in life insurance because that's exactly where the banks put their money, because you get the compounding interest. So you want to make sure you use banks for transactions to pay bills and do things like that. But when it comes down to your retirement fund, you want to make sure that's in a compounding interest account. And banks don't give us compounding interest. They give us simple interest.
Interesting. All right, so there you go. AJ, did you get any of that?
Yes. I have to get money and put it in the bank.
Hey, this guy is sharp. AJ, he's sharp. He got it.
I'm very sharp. Yep. Mm. Exactly.
All right, here's the next point.
All over it.
Compounding interest is what the rule of 72 is.
All right, so we learned what compounding interest is, what you just said, right, basically?
Well, compounding interest is interest on top of interest, and it's something that's called the rule of 72. You'd be surprised. Most of the people who work in the bank don't even know about the rule of 72, yet the bank operates off the rule of 72. The rule of 72 can work for you, it can work against you. It works for you if you're receiving the interest, but it works against you if you're paying interest, like a credit card or a bill. So you can simply just take the number 72. You guys can do it at home. Take the number 72, divide it into any rate of return or any interest rate.
All right, AJ,
that's
go ahead.
Pay a long take to double your money.
AJ, go ahead.
The number 72.
Yeah.
And divide it
to any interest rate or any rate of return, that's going to tell you how long it takes to double your money. So if I said 72 divided into 4 equals 18, that means the person's money doubles every 18 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like he said.
AJ's eyes got really wide.
I'm like, oh God, this is math. I hate math.
Okay. Next item.
10-20 rule is, and what the 50-30-20 rule is.
What's the 50? Wait, what?
50-30-20.
50-30-20 is a great 50, formula 30, for 20. Most people. It is doable if you are disciplined. So the 50-30-20 rule is, the goal should be to try to live within 50% of your monthly income.
Your take home.
Yes. And then 30% should go toward lifestyle, enjoying yourself, listening to Chaz and AJ, having some fun.
That's all free.
And then the 20% yeah. should be save, invest. Save, invest the 20%. Huh. Save, well, invest.
Right. Fail. All
right. This thing you call save. Is this a thing of your people? I have no idea.
And could that include 401k, like putting money into 401k? Is that the same?
Well, I'll tell you something, hidden secrets about 401ks. 401ks, they used to match. Companies today are not matching 401ks. So in my opinion, 401ks are pretty much not that good if you're older. The bottom line is that a 401k really is an Internal Revenue Service tax code. Most people don't know that. It's an Internal Revenue Service tax code. So whenever you have a 401k, you're investing in the market for your retirement. So if the market goes up, you make money. The market goes down, you lose money. But there's ways where you can actually have from unsecured accounts. That's a 401k, an unsecured account. That's an account where you can actually lose. But there also are secured accounts that Americans should take advantage of also, too.
What do you mean secured?
Well, an unsecured account, once again, is an account that you can lose with, like a 401k or an IRA. It's on the stock market. A secured account is an account, once again, going back to insurance companies that are called annuities. And there's annuities where you can't lose anything at all. That's a secured account. Most Americans don't know that.
Mm. Yeah.
401k.
So we say 401k, we're also talking about 403B, 457, ESP. Right. These are all Internal Revenue Service tax codes.
Wow.
My Italian grandmother just kept her cash under the mattress.
Yeah, the Italian method.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably came out better that way.
Yeah. Some folks say the 401k, but AJ, do you know how 401k works?
No. Okay. Well, for 401ks, they take about a certain amount of money out of my paycheck each time, and then they match it?
No, they don't match it today. They used to match it.
It's really amazing to me.
Yeah,
how many
they're
times
not matching
talk
it. That's
to AJ
the reason why
the
it's
same
not really
thing,
a real good
and
deal
he has
anymore.
The same answer. It's like zero.
Well, you guys kind of need to step it up.
Well, it's our fault.
It is definitely the teacher.
It's obviously, yeah. Obviously, it's not. Not it's not student. Penetrating. So yeah.
Now, 401k is it's a tax diversion. So let's just say you make $100 and you're going to contribute 10% of it to your 401k.
Okay.
So you'd get 90.
Right.
Your 401k mm-hmm. would get 10.
Right.
And the actual $10 definitely. Would go into the 401k.
Yeah.
And then your $90 amount that you get paid, that would get taxed. So you wouldn't get 90, you'd get after all the taxes.
Yeah, like 20. Yeah.
Now, the theory is you put all this money aside, it yeah. goes into the market, it gains.
It grows.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Right? And then when you retire, you'll be at a lower tax rate. You'd be on Social Security or whatever.
Right.
So when they finally do tax that money, you won't have to pay that much on it.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
What happens sometimes, though, is they never lower taxes, do they, Rory?
No, they never. And actually, that's great that you guys said that because there's three types of taxes, especially for the listeners. Take heed. There's tax now, tax later, and tax advantage. Tax now is like a checking account or a savings account. Tax later is like a 401k or a TSP or IRA there, tax later. And that could be a bad deal because I could say today, hey, Chaz, I'm going to give you $100,000 today, but I'm coming back in 20 years, and then I'm going to tell you how much taxes you owe me on it.
Yep.
So you want to make sure that you go from tax now to tax advantage, and tax advantage accounts are accounts like, once again, college savings plans, life insurance, Roth IRAs. And here's another Internal Revenue Service tax code everybody should know. And I guarantee you most listeners don't even know this tax code.
No, I don't.
It's Internal Revenue Service tax code 7702. 7702 basically says anyone that is saving for retirement in America can retire tax-free, but only in a life insurance plan. That's the reason why a lot of people use life insurance because it's tax-free.
Yeah, you know, I've been pitched those things a couple times. I don't know if I like them. But what do I know?
I know less.
Well, I think you should love it. I'll tell you the reason why. Because life insurance is the only thing that can give you guarantees. And not only that, it's tax-free. So if I have a 401k, an IRA, whatever it may be, it's basically, you know, on the market. So if the market goes up, you make money. If the market goes down, you lose money. And right now, inflation is through the roof, and the market is very volatile, so a lot of people are losing money as we speak.
But don't they tax the money that you make? Let's just say if I make 5% in a year on that money in that account, they would tax that 5%, not the whole amount, but the 5% I made.
Are you referring to a 401k, or what are you referring to?
The insurance, the life insurance.
No, life insurance is tax-free. The money that comes out of life insurance is tax-free. Mm. The money you gain is about 5%, like you said. That's true. But think about it. If you want to take money from a 401k, in most cases, it's a 10% penalty, a 9% state tax, and maybe a 25% federal tax.
Yeah, I think the lesson here is, and I know I can see AJ, he's like, thinking about cartoons.
I just had a sip of water.
Or what he's going to have for dinner.
No. No.
Yeah. AJC is a financial person's coming on, and this is what he does with the cards.
No, mine's right here, see?
Oh, really? Did you write anything on it?
Yeah. I was trying to figure out that 72 thing.
So a bad math equation?
Yes.
Okay. I think the important lesson here is that you know, we go to school and they teach us like, oh, all right, work really hard, you know, make money, save it. Okay. Well,
they don't tell you how.
Well, what do you do with the money when you get it?
Right.
Do I make more money with the money? How do I save money?
Right.
How do I value it?
This is why I have no money right now.
You just
hear
all the cliches. Make your money work for you. Okay.
Okay.
How
do I do that?
I invest all my money in bills.
I give my little single dollars, construction helmets, go out and work for me. The best thing that ever happened to me is when I was 18, I was working in the sales office, and the guy came in and gave us a quiz, and like we judged everything, scored it on a 1 to 10 scale, and it was like saving for retirement was one of the questions. And we were all in our, you know, I was 18, the whole office, no one was older than 25.
Yeah.
We all scored saving for retirement low, and he spent about a half an hour telling us how important it was to start saving right now.
Now.
For retirement, and that changed my life. Like, nobody does that in school. Nobody says, you're 18, you should start saving for your retirement right now. And I love what you do on your TikTok, and you put it into small bite-sized, you know, easy-to-follow pieces of advice. And we're going to link up on the radio station website. I'd love to get
you
back
so
on
much
real
for
soon.
That.
Yeah, no, I love what you're... We need more people like you.
Well, you know, we need more people like you guys, man. You guys are a full bundle of joy, especially in the mornings, and get people started. So just know iron sharpens iron.
I love you, man. And I got to tell you, I'm not a TikTok person, but I was like looking you up last night. I spent about an hour looking at all your videos, and they're great. They're really great.
Wow. So. Wow. Thank you for that. You know, my main thing also, too, is to get the message of financial literacy out, because I'm telling you guys, listen to this. Before the pandemic, the average American, Chaz and AJ, was 1 to 2 paychecks away from being homeless and 1 out of 3 in debt. And the average American family cannot even handle a $400 emergency in one of the richest countries in the world. I think that's a shame.
It's scary.
You scrub my house.
We go to school for 14 years and learn nothing about financial education.
Right.
Yep.
It's true. Yeah,
I'm with you. All right.
Absolutely.
You're going to be a regular. Thank you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.